Wake up, America. It's time to talk about prime hydration on this next episode of Digest This.
Welcome to Digest This, the show that helps you revolutionize your digestive health. Here are your hosts, Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato.
Hello, and welcome to Digest This. I'm Dr. Liz Cruz, and I've got Tina Nunziato sitting right here by my side. Thank you so much for joining us. If you're a first-time listener, we welcome you. If you're one of our regular listeners, thank you for being on this journey with us. So, Tina, let's talk about prime hydration.
Yes, this was a request we had from someone through YouTube, asked us to talk about prime hydration. So we're going to talk about prime hydration.
So prime hydration. So I didn't know anything about prime hydration until we were asked to talk about this. Did you?
No, because we don't drink these things. But we're happy to do this with products.
Absolutely.
If you have products that you're wondering about out there and you want us to look into them. I mean, we spent years looking into products at the store to help guide patients. So this is just a newer product that's been on the market for a couple years. I think it's been out. But I didn't know that it was owned by Logan Paul.
Right.
Which we actually know Logan Paul because we go way back with Logan Paul because our son, who is now getting ready to graduate from high school and is 18, when he was 10 or 11 years old, he was a YouTuber.
Yes.
And if you are a YouTuber, you love Logan Paul, especially as a 10 or 11 year old boy. Logan Paul is very well known from YouTube. He actually got his start on The Vine. Do you remember The Vine?
Oh my goodness.
Way back.
Yeah.
But then The Vine went away and YouTube became big.
Yes.
He made tons of money with YouTube. He's had a ton of controversy around him pretty much his whole career. Mm-hmm. He's been into acting. He has a podcast. He actually is a boxer. We watched his flight with Floyd Mayweather. Like
he falls and he rises.
Exactly.
He falls and he rises.
The guy
just keeps on going.
A natural entrepreneur. Yes. And now he's making these drinks.
That's right.
He's got Prime Energy and now Prime Hydration, which when Prime Energy came out, obviously it's an energy drink, tons of caffeine. But he wanted to be a proponent, and this, you know, I appreciate this about him, that he wanted to come out with a product that didn't have caffeine in it for kids, right? So he's big on, please, if you're under 18, don't drink caffeinated drinks, which is a good thing, right?
Yes,
like, we're happy about that.
Very happy about that.
And then he's trying to make a healthy, kind of a sports drink. I mean, when I bought it at the store, because we bought one, because we wanted to try it while we were on the podcast for the first time. It was in the Gatorade section down the sports drink aisle. So it's, you know, it's compared to a Gatorade and it's supposedly a healthier version of Gatorade because it's made with partially coconut water.
10%.
Yeah. And then it supposedly has vitamins and minerals in it, which Gatorade does not have, along with electrolytes. So he's trying to do right? The problem is that, and again, this goes for a lot of different products out there, but these drinks specifically I've found are the same way. With even though somebody's trying to do it better, it still has bad stuff in it and it's still not good for us. There is not one of these drinks on the market that's actually good for the body. And I think the concerning thing is that, you know, we're marketed to as this is a hydration drink. This is what we should give our kids to hydrate their body. And it's actually bad for them. And so I think it is important for parents to learn about these things.
Absolutely.
And for kids to learn about these things in terms of what they're putting in their body when they're drinking these things.
So like Tina said, you know, definitely, we definitely think it's awesome that, you know, he's trying to do something that's a little bit healthier, okay? And taking the younger kids into consideration, anyone under the age of 18, because the energy drinks, I mean, that seems, the consumption of energy drinks amongst our young people is so high. I mean, even at schools, in the vending machines, they have energy drinks.
Yeah, it's very scary.
It is scary. Okay. These kids are surrounded by these energy drinks. And, you know, I take my twins to school every day. They're finishing up freshman year. And every time we drive up, I always see at least one, if not more kids, you know, either with an energy drink. And I'm talking about like, is it Red Bull?
Red Bull is one of them.
Monster. Monster. Actually, I see a lot of Red. I see a lot of Red Bull.
Yeah.
But you're right. There's all sorts of energy drinks.
There's so many. There's so many now that they can't even keep them all on the shelf.
Yeah.
Like, that's how many different brands there are.
But the fact that now they're in the vending machines at our kids' school is very scary.
Yeah.
All right. So kudos to Logan Paul for trying to come up with something that would be a little healthier. Okay. All right, so
now let's talk about still shouldn't be drinking.
Exactly. All right, so look, you know, the number one thing that always pops up with these drinks is the sugar, okay, the sugar content, and then the natural flavorings, dyes, things like that, okay? I mean, there's other stuff, but, you know, this drink has an artificial sugar called sucralose. And, you know, a lot of these drinks will say, oh, there's no aspartame, but it contains sucralose. And sucralose is still
an artificial sugar.
Basically, an artificial chemical.
Yes.
Okay?
And you were just looking up, too, the difference between aspartame and sucralose on the sweetened level. And you mentioned that aspartame was like 200 times sweeter than sugar.
Than regular sugar.
But sucralose is 600 times sweeter than sugar.
Exactly.
Okay. So again, sucralose is in most of these energy drinks, and it is so, so bad for us. Just not even as adults, for adults, but especially for children. Like, children should not be consuming artificial sugars, okay? But they're in everything that we're eating and drinking that's processed. And so that, to me, is always the first thing I look for, is an artificial sugar. You know, in general, sugar is like poison to the body. Artificial sugar is like poison times 10. That's how bad it is, okay? the other thing with this product that was surprising to me is the level of vitamin A in this product. And I always look for vitamin A specifically in things, especially for children, because when we have excessive amounts of vitamin A in the body, we can actually get very sick. You can actually do a lot of damage to many of your organs by drinking too much vitamin A. And this product has 900 micrograms of vitamin A, which for a child, like 900 micrograms is the limit for a 14 to 18 year old. Okay. And then it just goes down from there. Like, a 4 to 8 year olds can only have 400 micrograms. 9 to 13 year olds, only 600 micrograms a day before they're having an excess amount. So even just drinking one of these a day for a child that's 8 years old, let's say, they're getting double the amount of vitamin A than their body should be. That's dangerous. Okay.
Yes.
There's also a chemical in here called dipotassium phosphate that also can have negative side effects on the kidneys. Okay. So excessive amounts of these drinks, drinking these drinks instead of drinking water because we think, oh, this is going to hydrate us better than water. It is not, okay? And it's doing damage to the body. And it's scary. It really is scary that we're allowing, that the FDA in general is allowing these things to be put in our food and drinks. And again, we as parents, we don't know. We don't, you know, you'd have to spend, you know, a half an hour just looking up every ingredient on this to see what is this, what could this do in the body? And most people don't have time for that, right? We just think, oh, there's an FDA for a reason. Oh, they're protecting us. Oh, if it's on the shelf, it must be okay. All right. And it's not okay.
Yeah.
So this is, you know, why people ask us to look into products, especially products that are popular. We bought this to have for this podcast. I had it sitting on the kitchen counter and our kids came home from school and they're like, why do you have a Prime Energy in the house, or Prime Hydration? And they're like, we don't usually have those things in the house. And I started laughing. I'm like, no, it's for a podcast. They're like, oh yeah, everybody at school drinks those things, you know?
Yeah. So imagine, you know, what Tina's talking about as far as the vitamin contents, and imagine, you know, a child, a high schooler, whatever age, is drinking one or two or three of these a day. You know, and then the other thing that I mentioned earlier are the natural flavors. I mean, look, anytime you see natural flavors, that's basically code for chemicals, okay? Because there's all sorts of different flavors of this drink, all right? And those flavorings come typically in the form of some form of a chemical, all right? That's what the natural flavorings typically are. And so, you know, I guess my question is, why not just teach our kids how to drink water? Why?
Because water doesn't taste good.
I know, but I think that it's our responsibility as adults, okay, or as parents, to teach our children, to teach them the importance of hydrating with water. You know, teach them, you know, tell them how important it is, how, you know, I mean, look, and obviously modeling it also, okay? Because the kids are watching everything that we do. They watch everything we do. So modeling, I mean, if you're sitting there as a as an adult or as a parent drinking six cans of Mountain Dew a day, well, it's unlikely that your child is going to be drinking water. Yeah, I mean, it's something that you have to model for them, but you also have to teach them and teach them the importance of why we're drinking water. Be healthier, have, you know, better skin, have a healthier digestion. And I understand, they're kids, so that's, they could care less about those things. But we just have to keep teaching them and continue to push on and encourage them to drink water. Maybe get a container of water that you can keep refrigerated, and put some slices of, you know, whatever, cucumber or slices of lemon or slices of strawberry, something to give it a flavor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right? Yeah. That, I try to teach people who don't like drinking water because it's so plain, is to put fruit or vegetables in their water, or lemon or lime, right? But, you know, a lot of people want the electrolytes, which are great. Like, you absolutely do need to replenish with electrolytes. And on our next podcast, we're actually going to talk about our version of healthy electrolytes that we use in our water and we have our kids use in their water, because electrolytes are important. I think a lot of people drink these types of drinks to try to get the electrolytes.
Right.
But they're missing the point, because we're putting all these chemicals and artificial sugars in our body while at the same time trying to get the electrolytes. There is a way to do this in a clean way. So, but we are going to try it.
I'm going
to
open this up so that Tina could try this.
No, we're both going to try it. Okay, you go first.
All right, here you go.
This is something that kids are drinking every day.
Can't do it. Can't do it.
That was just one sip.
I can't do it.
I can just smell it. I can just smell the chemicals in this thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it actually burns the back of my throat. I don't know how people do it. I really don't. And this is not even the one with caffeine. We're just wusses, I guess, with this
stuff. We are.
Anyway, our body's too clean for that. Yeah, that doesn't taste good. We got the blue raspberry. So anyway, I need some water. Hang on.
Anyways, so
here,
so
wash that down with some water.
Go ahead, you take over.
All right. So, anyways, we're gonna need to detox after that one sip of this drink. Okay, where were we?
All right,
we just consumed.
Drink water. Drink water.
Just drink water.
Drink water.
Say yes to water.
Say yes to water, and stay tuned for our next episode. That's gonna be on our salts, mm-hmm. our electrolyte salts, because. You can actually have an amazing water with electrolytes that you put in it without having all the added chemicals, natural flavoring, sugar, and, you know, things that you don't need, okay? I mean, yes, I appreciate that there's vitamins in there. However, listen to our previous podcast when we talked about taking greens to get your vitamins. So, yeah, drink more water. Teach our kids. We got to teach our kids. We've got to educate them on the importance of staying hydrated with good fresh water. If you want to connect with us, please find us on our website, drlizcruz.com. There's a magenta-colored button on the homepage. You can click and schedule a free 30-minute wellness consult. And that's free, and it's done from anywhere in the world because it is over the phone. If you haven't rated this program, please rate it, and please give us a 5 so that other people just like you can find us faster. And lastly, if you haven't subscribed, please subscribe so that you never miss an episode. Thank you so much for joining us, and we will catch you on the next podcast.
Thank you for joining Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato. To learn more about their revolutionary products and services, go online to www.drlizcruz.com.